Proclamation No. 6314 of 17th of July, 1955. Spiritual Rebirth. The turning point in your life is the hour when you tread the spiritual path. The hour when your thoughts venture into an area which is to be sought outside of the earthly. The hour when you become aware of the outcome, thus realize that a higher being has created you, on whom you are now dependent, both in body and soul. This hour can be the beginning of a rapid ascent upwards for you, as soon as from then on you concern yourselves more with such thoughts than with earthly thoughts. But it can also take a long time until you have detached yourselves from the world, thus your thoughts can repeatedly wander back into the earthly world, and then it will take a struggle until you finally continue unswervingly on the path which you have recognized as the only right one. If only you find it at all during your life on earth. If the human being has an earthly life on earth which fully satisfies him, then he will hardly take that path. Instead, he will intoxicate himself again and again, and his senses are extremely firmly rooted to earth. He can hardly detach himself, and he must be prompted by strokes of fate to think differently. What hinders him from finding the right path has to be taken away from him. And this shows that it would not be a blessing for the human being's development if the human being were granted an easy and beautiful earthly life, for in such a life it would take far longer if there was any prospect at all of a change of the human being's will. And yet, sorrow and suffering need not necessarily be life's companions, for it is possible for the human being to develop love for his neighbor in every situation of life. And it is this love which certainly also leads on the path to spiritual rebirth. It is love which will always direct thoughts towards the eternal love itself, which then inevitably takes possession of every human being and draws him onto the right path. How beautifully you humans could therefore all live on earth and also enjoy this life if you wanted to shape your being into love. Then it would truly not be necessary to let yourselves go through hardship and suffering, then your thoughts would very often be in those spheres, although earthly life would also give you what makes you happy. The purpose of your earthly life is the transformation into love, the transformation of the self-love dwelling in you into unselfish neighborly love. What you now do voluntarily, out of yourselves, need not first be achieved by means which are painful for you. You would not need to suffer if you would kindle love within yourselves and let it flare up into brightest embers. For then the purpose of earthly life would have been achieved, that you had taken the path which leads upwards, then your thoughts will cross over into the kingdom far more often. Even if you have tasks to fulfill on earth or are placed in a circle of duties which demands much of you, you will do justice to both, but your soul will soon feel more at ease in the spheres into which its spirit pushes it than where the body still has to stay. Yet adversity and suffering can be alien to the human being, for then he will also live in accordance with God's will without such. And God's blessing is assured to him earthly and spiritually. For he has promised people that he will take fatherly care of his children. And love for God and one's neighbor proves God's childship. It leads to complete union with him and eternal bliss. Amen.